When you're investing in property, you insist as a rule for yourself that you're always going to pay less than the market value?
I always try to pay less than what a property is worth. And that's different than paying less than market value. Sometimes I will pay more than market value if I see a use for that property, if that property can yield far more money than I have paid. And that might be an extra lot. I have in the past, on a number of occasions, bought houses sitting on two lots and then split a lot off. I have a property right now. I am going through planning permission to split off a lot from a two-lot residential. All right, that's an extra $100,000 in this particular instance. That is far more. I paid market value for the house, but I'm still going to have the house. Cutting off the lot might reduce it a little bit because it'll have a smaller yard than a big yard, but nowhere near the $100,000 that I will net from that lot. If you can add square footage up, convert an attic, convert a basement, convert a garage. So I'm always looking, what's a higher and better use for this property? And I keep going back to this idea of keeping myself educated by always looking at other properties, always knowing what the law is, and always understanding what the law could be with respect to that property, zoning, building regulation, occupancy laws, and other codes that might govern. Often you can find opportunities within those codes that others do not recognize, and that gives you the opportunity to convert a market value property into a property with a much higher market value because you're now using it more productively.
So this sounds like a very important principle in terms of understanding the value of a property. I mean, most of us, I think, when we're looking at a property potential to buy, we do the comps, we compare it with similar equivalent square footage houses in the neighborhood, and we establish that that's the value, sort of square foot to square foot. And what you're inviting us to do here is not simply look at the property as it is right now, but in terms of what it could become.
Absolutely, John. In fact, I love the way you said that because you said, well, the way most of us think about that, and that is precisely the point.